Hello, can you hear me? Recording. The lady's talking to me. Recording. Can you hear me now? Kyle.
Yes.
Welcome.
How's it going?
Welcome to my kitchen. Welcome. Do it again.
The whole schedule's out. Marshall's
well,
got all planned out.
So that's the week. I got Monday figured out. I have not done the rest yet. So that's actually an activity I'm going to have to do after the little chit chat that we have. How are you doing, Kyle? This is our first visual and audio podcast. So
yes, it is.
May
After
take
a
a
long
moment.
hiatus.
Yes. And it may take a moment for us to kind of get used to the back and forth of the lingo and the combo, but we wanted to do this. We've been wanting to do this for a while. So we hope you guys can hear us. We hope, you know, this is our first one. So go easy on us. But at the same time, we have a lot of things that we've been wanting to talk about in the bowling community and just in the health community and getting better and grinding and such. So that's our focus. That's this channel. Kyle, I don't know if there's anything you want to kind of briefly overview or go into, but
well,
you know, the mic
I
is
kind of
yours.
Want to just start getting into everything that's happened over the last month since we've been out of it, since my PBA competition. But yeah,
For
this
sure.
month has been a kind of a whirlwind. The reason why we've been so held up is just road complications, needing computers when we only have laptop or iPads and phones kind of makes it hard. And it all the software just wants you to download it on to the desktop or a laptop, but you don't have any of that. So, but we got through it. But so this whole month has been crazy. I started off bull and tat, and it did not go well. In terms of, I just couldn't put together a really good set. I didn't bowl horrible, but I just didn't bowl good enough. I just shot 6-20 every set, and you needed 640 or more. My first set, I missed two spares, which cost me the cut because it was 630 that set, and I just needed those two spares and I would have made it. But yeah, in general, that's just how tat goes. It's such a short run and you don't have that much time. That's why I'm starting to like the PBA stuff a little more, because in 8 games, it's 100% that I bowled bad. If you bowl bad in 3 games, it's like, well, I didn't really get a chance to get settled, or there's a lot of excuses when it comes to 3 games. But when it's 8 games,
right,
there's nothing and an excuse. I missed my spares and I didn't strike enough. Those are your answers.
So real quick, let me jump in a quick question just because this is new area for me. So is every PBA event minimum 8 games, or is it average 8, you'd say? Or how's that work out compared to like a TAT situation?
All depends, but most regionals are at least 8.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's before the finals. So 8 games to qualify, not like 3 games. So like ABT and TAT, stuff like that, they're just 3 games. So you kind of had to hope that you get it all at once, and that's why they have the multi-entry format, so you can just keep entering, but it starts adding up when you do every one. I knew some people who entered a lot and feel bad because it didn't go well.
Gotcha.
But I only entered one, or no, I entered twice because the entry was 500, so if I did make it the second time, it would have been worth it, but it didn't happen. But yeah, so TAT went, it went as it did. It didn't go that great, but I bowled okay. Had some stuff to learn from. Then I had to go on the road, and it was a pretty long trip. We went from Vegas to all the way to Missouri, and we stopped in Oklahoma, Texas, Albuquerque, Arizona, all along the way. And we...
How long was your trip for? It was about like 2 weeks you were on the road, right?
2 weeks. I did bowl one thing out there. That didn't go well either. It was a house tournament. The scores were through the roof, and I averaged 200.
Now this was
Everyone
like one of the first times...
like 240.
I think you were telling me this was one of the first times you've been away from like home for like at least like 2 weeks, right? And so bowling at a different house out of town, How was that, just being in a different bowling alley, maybe different climate? Did you notice anything different there?
At first it seemed like the pins were kind of dead compared to like the stuff in Vegas, but then it got like as I got comfortable, it got seemed a lot more normal. But I think it was just because of the amount of oil that was out there. It just the balls weren't reacting very much, and I wasn't using the right ball. I also only had one ball for that tournament, so I was kind of dead in the water to begin with.
Gotcha.
So it was just that and my spare ball, so I just kind of made it work. But now I've been able to get all my equipment updated specs, so now everything is new and ready to go. And I drilled some new ones on top of that, Reality, Cosmos, and fixed up a lot of my old stuff. I only did the ones that don't have plug holes because the rules going into the PBA stuff are that you can't have plugged equipment, so I'm preparing for that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that new or is that something that's always been the case?
It's something that they started, I think it starts next year,
Gotcha.
and yeah, but they implemented the rule, or they in started enforcing the rule, or no, they're starting the rule next year. But they implemented they announced the rule this year, like the beginning of the year. So it was upsetting to some, but like it kind of makes sense. A majority of the people out there don't have to get new equipment all the time. So they're kind of, or they get new equipment all the time. So they don't have to worry about their stuff being plugged because they have a new ball every week.
Right.
They don't have to plug anything. Which
Right.
does suck for
No,
people like
half my
me
things are
or
plugged.
anyone who's an amateur going out there, but it's just
Right.
what it is. But
And you said, did you mention or did you want to give a shout out to who's been plugging your balls lately and the shop that's been taking care of you?
yeah, so in the garageproshop.com, the contact info is there if you guys want to get any balls drilled. We also have some Genesis products online there. So if you need any Genesis tape or anything like that, you can hit us up with on the website. And if you want to schedule any lessons with Preston or Lane, you can go on there and contact them through the emails on the website and get some lessons going and get any balls that you want drilled or whatever. We offer pretty much everything. Only thing we don't have is detox. And so, yeah, that's the Garage Pro Shop. Check it out.
Good stuff. I know I have gotten back my trend ball. That's the first one that I gave. I think there's about six that are getting done right now, but we're waiting and kind of taking it day by day to kind of get an idea of just, because I've been busy. I haven't even been able to bowl that much. But when I do get to bowl, I give you guys feedback on what's going on, and we're kind of building a plan around each ball and not just rushing them all. So that's been cool to kind of be incorporated with that and just, be able to kind of work on the intricacies of the bowling game versus just the outer side of just hitting the pins and knocking them down. There's things that can help you knock down the pins and make it a little bit easier for your game. And that's something that I don't know Preston's been hammering me for a little bit now, and I've just been so focused on trying to get down the mechanics, which I feel like I'm kind of there now. So the next step was to get these balls all figured out, because half the balls that I have are balls that either I've just bought cheap or from other people's layouts, and making it work. That's cool. I have a few that are brand new, but at the end of the day, I wanted to know what style I was going to pick before I decided to just redrill all these balls. And now that I know, okay, I can get low, I can get flexible, I have no knee pain. I don't think I would revert back to any other style. I can confidently say that, regardless of where my game may be at today. Point is, thank you, Preston, for taking care of my bowling balls, and I'm excited to see where that goes. So,
Yeah. So before we move on, I do want to hear what your thoughts are on the trend since that's the first ball you've gotten back. And that's the first one you had some experience with.
I mean, so like, I think that night I showed up a little late that night, which I've been showing up later as usual, or more often than usual, just because of work purposes, but. I think I got about 30 minutes in, and I believe that was when I used most of the night. And this was about 2 weeks ago, now that there's no more Gold Coast practices for the time being. But I threw it a couple times, and it felt less jumpy than before. So for sure, for sure, for sure, it would hit the friction and just bounce left. And now it's almost like it re is retaining more energy until the back end, and then it just slaps on the back end. So everything about it is better from the get-go. I'm glad that we did it. It was, and again, we have a couple of balls that we could say it doesn't matter if it works or makes it worse. I'm willing to try new things out. But this was a good first attempt. So I can't really, I mean, you can maybe ask me more bowling questions that are more specific that I can maybe answer. But from the overview of it, just the motion seemed more like a, I don't say like a fish hook, maybe. Is that accurate? Would that be an accurate description? It was just longer and then snap. And it gave me that long length.
I
What's up?
saw it actually different, but
Oh, okay,
that's
good,
because bowling kind of tricks you.
for
So
sure.
when I was watching Marshall throwing this ball, it seemed like the ball was reading earlier and still continuous. So his motion was a lot more consistent and controllable, whereas his other ball motion goes down and hits the friction and bounces off of it real quick. And so that's why the 2LS system really does work, is because it creates the correct ball motion comparatively to like what he had on his other ball, which was like right above the fingers. And so his other ball went straight down lane and then bounced off of it as soon as it saw friction, whereas this other one kind of bled it off and started blending it. So he was able to control it more, and it wasn't so much like he'd throw it right a little bit and it bounce off of it, or if he miss in, then it'd go 100 feet. It was more like it would read it a little bit all the way through the lane and still continue through the pins. Whereas like previously, it just had no chance. If he missed right at all, it would bounce off of it. And if he was throwing it up the lane, it wouldn't get there. Or sometimes it would go and just go way left of the head pin, depending on what he was bowling on. But gave him a lot more control and a lot more consistency.
So, and what was that specific layout? Just to double down on the information, do you remember? Just as far as the one, because you drilled another one today, and I believe, was it similar or slightly different
So
from the
that
other
one,
one?
I didn't see the exact layout. We had it written down, but I put the two layouts on the two balls that we're drilling up for you now, and that one's the spy. So my thought process with the spy was we drill it really strong since it's plastic. And since your current plastic, it's kind of hard for you to keep it going the same way. And you kind of, you have control, but you don't have like confidence in that control. Like it's not going to do too much, so you're not worried, but it's not going to do a whole lot either, so you're kind of tense with it, so it doesn't give you that like 100%. I'm gonna throw it here and it's gonna go there every single time. Whereas I'm hoping that with the stronger layout on the spy, it will read kind of like the trend, but you'll be more right with it, obviously, because it's plastic, and it'll
Right.
just allow you to have that option over to the right. And then we also drilled you the Jackal Ghost. And we drilled this one actually on the weaker side. So this one we drilled with a 2 pin or 2 inch pin to pap. And basically we used the layout number 2 on the 2LS chart. And that layout is a short pin to pap. And it basically creates a weak ball motion from all locations. So it keeps The only thing that's kind of strong is the pin to center grip distance, just because of how far Marshall's pap is over. Because Marshall has a 6.5 inch pap. So it creates a long distance from the fingers. And since it's a short pin, it basically replicates kind of like a urethane look. But the thing is, when you do a short pin with the regular, dual angle layout system, it for some reason the ball is just would read up immediately and just go left, they would instantly read the lane. And with the 2LS, they actually do what they're supposed to, where they're not doing a whole lot. They're just slowly bleeding it off. It's not like, hey, I'm going dead left off your hand.
There it is. That's a pretty deep and accurate description of what's going on, but I'm gonna have to replay all that because that was a lot. It was a lot of information. I appreciate it. No, you have a more a for sure more descriptive view of where my game is right now, and I'm looking at more of like the checkers, but you're looking at all the chess parts, and that's why I appreciate you and Preston and things, people that have helped me get to where I'm going. Because like I like the game of bowling, but I'm definitely a newbie, and I come at it from the checkers world of like, oh, cool. Did I hit the right side of the pocket sometimes? Like, sometimes my focus is so amateur, as they would say, because again, that's what I am. I'm new at this game. And I approach it in that way too, you know. And I think sometimes it's important to have that mindset when you're new at something. It doesn't matter if it's running or bowling or a new sport, because that'll allow for the biggest room for growth, you know, because you're always wanting to be learning, you know, at any level. So, to your point, thank you for that explanation. The goal and the point behind that ball for my mindset was like, all right, cool. If I'm getting ready for a TAT tournament, and let's say I'm bowling in a league, I don't maybe want to be swinging it all the time. Maybe I want to just play straight up and have that just that plastic option and have a surface plastic ball that just gives me, you know, something that's more controllable to the right. And so that was the mindset behind it. So I don't know if that, again, at this point, it's just a ball to have, you know, and I think it'd be a cool tool to have, and we'll see if it works. Some people really like plastic, and the fact that that ball has a core, I think, is a cool aspect too. I can strike with a plastic ball without a core. So for me, that was kind of like all right, this ball's $100. Give it a whirl, see what's up, and have fun with it. So.
Yeah, so we'll see how that turns out. So, what have you been up to this month? I've been talking a little bit too much.
No, you're good. This is good because I think we wanted to give a little bit more detailed description of what's been going on. As far as me, I, Marshall, as far as I go, I've been just doing a lot of things more in the health world than just being in the bowling alley. One of the, oh, there we are. All right, so one of the things that I feel like I failed at when my first year or two in the sport, 6 months, well, about a year, 6 months. It was like I bowled a league, and then I started bowling another league, and then I would bowl weekends, and then I'd bowl on practice. I legitimately was bowling every day almost, and it was causing my fingers to hurt. It was causing my back to hurt, my knees, especially my knees. I remember telling Reggie, like, dude, I may have to not come tonight to league. And like, I liked going, I liked not missing. Like, once I got into it, I just wouldn't miss anything. And I showed him like a picture of my knee, it was just swollen. And that's when it like dawned on me that like, if I enjoy the sport of bowling, maybe I should, you know, take care of my body a little bit. And being someone that played sports in college, I realize how important it is if you're going to play, you know, a sport at your highest level to have a base level of just protection, you know, protection on your ligaments, protection having extra muscle, you know, then you can go through the grind of long practices, long tournaments, and so on and so forth. So I, after having that knee pain, I was a little stressed on just that situation. I was trying to figure out what my plan was. How was I going to pivot to like being better at bowling? And giving myself more time to get better at bowling. You know, when you're in pain, you can't bowl tournaments. You have to pull out. You have to not practice as much. So I was riding that line of like, I don't want to take ibuprofen all the time. I don't want to like just put a Band-Aid on a bleeding wound. You know what I mean? So the idea was, I'm gonna look up this program. It's Knees Over Toes. Ben Patrick. I found him on Instagram and just some YouTube links. And I started doing research. I started to kind of question it all. It's like, man, this guy looks like a freak. Like the way he would just jump up and dunk, and his athleticism—it was almost like, I don't think I'll ever be able to do any of that. This guy's just talented or something. And I looked in more, and he had knee problems. Only had like a 19-inch vertical. Now it's like a 40 or 40 or beyond or something. It's like he trains top level college athletes, top level pro athletes. So I found this guy and I started doing all like his free content. I went on YouTube and I would just like look things up and I would watch the videos, and then I'd go try it. And I was like a little self-conscious at the time. I hadn't been back in the gym in maybe 10 years. I just, picked up the sport of bowling, but then I'd been working outside of that. So no gym time. And I started to do these workouts at like 3 a.m. I don't know if you remember. I was going like Vince McMahon time because the dude goes at 1:30 a.m. And I just didn't want to have a lot of people there watching me pull a sled, and I didn't know what I was doing. So I was like, I'm just going to go early. And I would watch the videos like a student. I would just do it. And after about a week, I noticed that the scraping, kind of scrapey scrape feeling that I thought, oh, dude, I don't have any cartilage in my knees anymore. I thought it was like a cartilage issue, like I'm bone on bone, because when I slam and I slide, I feel this excruciating pain that I didn't want to admit. And after a week, I stopped feeling that pain. And then I started like kind of messing around with going on long walks. Started messing around going on like 1 mile runs. I know we went on a little run around GVR. Like I was just trying to see, test it. Like, okay, what does this feel like? What does that feel like? I'll go bowling, no pain. So I full on like bought the guy's plan, his training program, and there's like a trial membership, $19, and it's roughly this, a little bit more after that. So to me, it was like, if it's not worth my 19, but I'll be out $19 at the very least if it's not beneficial. And after that, I haven't stopped. And the beautiful thing is, when I jump back into the bowling alley, I only feel more conditioned to do the thing that I currently love. Like I like bowling a lot, and I don't want to, there's certain people in town, you see them, Jerry Johnson's always like just bowling every tournament. But he's just a good example of someone that takes care of himself outside of the bowling alley. And I don't know how long I could bowl in this game, but I always at least want to be able to go on the weekends and just bowl and not be in pain because I bowl, and that was one thing that I had to, it was like a hard pill I had to swallow. Like, because I love the sport, I'm going to work harder in another area so that I can do the sport more often and better. And I feel like I'm crossing that threshold. To answer your question, that's what I've been doing specifically. And another page of that has been running. Now that I don't have any knee pain, and I mean that. I'm not trying to brag, I'm not trying to exaggerate. I have no knee pain. And I can flex in positions that I couldn't before. I sit in a car often still, but I make sure that I get to the gym and do these workouts, and my body just feels better throughout the day. I've been running half marathons, so I've ran six of them to date since the summer started, and I was running them during the summer. So me and my girlfriend kind of joke around, like my skin is very dark right now, and it's because I'm always outside pretty much frequently, either working or running. And it's hard, still is hard. I have a run tomorrow morning. I haven't wrote it down yet, but I think I'm waking up 4, so I have to start at 4:30, and I was going to sprint 5 miles. Yeah, 5 miles, and then prepare for the long run. That's the short run. The long run this Thursday. Thursday is kind of the weakest day to drive as far as making money goes. So I try to do the longest run, if that makes sense. This one is going to be 15.15 miles. And it even scares me to verbalize that, because every time I get fucking, oh, sorry, I swear it. I get a little stressed out because I'm like, dude, this is gonna suck. But now my ability to recover from them, I've gone driving some days and made $200 that same day, and I've gone like the last time I had a perfectly normal day. Maybe not tomorrow, who knows? Like, there's gonna be a point where I hit a plateau of like, nah, dude, I can't do much else today. But my ability to recover from doing the knees over toes program, which you're training the other side of your legs, so that way when you run forward or slam bowling, you're protecting all your ligaments. So I just feel like my ability to recover is just way better, way better. And I'm not making that up. But I've been focusing on other things too, like cleaning up the diet a little bit. Like I'm gonna have some chicken and rice tonight that I've already cooked. That's always like a go-to. Just cook up 2, 3 days worth of chicken, season it up, cook up rice. I mean, like you'll always be full. You'll get your macros. So that's a whole nother conversation. But I bought into the mindset of I want to be healthier so that I can bowl. And there's a bowling tournament coming up, the TAT. That's a big one. And outside of that, I just want to be in the bowling alley. I was literally telling you earlier and someone else earlier, my girlfriend, I was like, I just have to force it into my week because I'm doing so much right now, whether it's work, whether it's running, whether it's I'm in the gym, that I'm setting the basement floor, up so that bowling can just take off and have, a higher success rate. But I need to get back in there and get that those reps underneath my belt, hit the spares, see the lines, feel it, get used to the balls that I'm getting. It's going to require a little bit of readjusting, but I'm excited, and that's what I've been up to. So yeah, that's what it, that there it is.
Yeah, so while I was away, I tried to do some of the knees over toes stuff, and I also did some working out. But on the road, it's kind of hard because each hotel is different. Each one has different gym setup. One of the stops, I was able to get a temporary membership for 24-hour fitness.
Nice.
So I went there for a day. But yeah, I just tried to get as much in as I could. I needed to really step it up though. My diet's been poor, but I've been like up and down, like good then bad. But
It
like,
happens.
I just need to get on top of it. I need to get ready. I've been a little bit behind on that for sure. But going into the rest of the stuff that's happened this month, so I went to Reno right after that trip, so I went 2,500 miles and then I went straight up to Reno, which is 400 miles there, 400 miles back. And we made a detour because the driver forgot that we were going to Reno and not Utah. So we started driving towards Utah.
Jeez.
And then I'm like, the navigation says to turn around. He's like, wait, what? And then we were like, we're going to Utah right now. Let's turn around. And the traffic was so bad going to Utah that the navigation said it was an hour just to get to a turnaround.
Gosh, yeah, that
So
sucks.
we found a one of the cop turnarounds. So we just took that, got back on the road, and then we took the, I've never been down this, but the I forgot what it's called right now. I think Interterrestrial Highway. But the highway for UFOs,
Oh
UFO
shit.
sightings and all of that. So,
I was like, what? I'd never heard of that before.
yeah,
That was new. That's news to me.
it's where
That's
like
cool.
Area 51 is. Like you pass by it. I don't know if it's like even visible, but like where they had those all the different stuff going on and for the Raid Area 51 stuff, and we passed by that rate town of Rachel, which is where like the lady had their concert and stuff. I don't know, I remember that was a huge thing, but yeah, we passed by there. We almost ran out of gas, and we because the his navigation showed there was a gas station further down, but it ended up being the next gas station was in Rachel, and the gas station was already closed, so we had they put a sign on the door to say call them, and they're like living down the street, and we had to have them come from their house to let it turn on the gas pump so we can get gas. It's like wow. But in Reno I bowled okay. It's been I bowled like most of the month has been like I've been bowling okay, but nothing like amazing. I shot like 650 every set, and then 1-5 set where things just didn't go right, but nothing ever big. And then I got back, I bowled the military tournament when I got back. It was about the same, nothing really big. And then I bowled AVT this last weekend, and
Almost. Ooh, yeah.
that one went interesting. So I started with the 218, And then I moved
Standard.
to the end pair and I shot a 119. Just could not get any breaks. I had a bunch of splits. I had makeable spares, but they're not like the easiest makeable spares, like the 3-6-9-10, and then like the full washout, the 1-2-4-10 or 4-7, 1-2-4-7. And the approaches were sticky because we've been having rain every day here, and it's in the most hooking house, which is Santa Fe. So Santa Fe hooks the most here in Vegas, and it just made my spare ball hook on top of it being sticky. So I'm already tugging it a little bit because of how sticky it was, and then spare ball is hooking, so it was just hard to knock out those spares that I am usually pretty good about. But and then I missed one really easy spare just because of the same reason. And then so yeah, I shot 119 the second game. And then I go into the next game. I go front 10, ring 10 pin. And then at that point I didn't care. So I just threw my urethane ball at the 10 pin, hoping that it would hold. I moved way left when I did it too, but it still hooked. So that missed the 10 pin to shoot 288 last game. So that was a huge difference in games. But so I won scratch, I won the sweeper, but I did not make the cut. So that was an interesting day.
How do you feel about that overall? Do you feel like the highs take care of the lows, or is your goal always to just win each tournament? Is your goal always to make the cut? Like, what's your takeaway from a tournament like that, or from just your play as of late? Like, how do you evaluate it, and how do you get from that level to the next, in your opinion?
So my takeaway is that it's really hard to take away anything really, because the end pair, there were different people bowling on it. They did different things than they did on the pair that I shot 280 on. It was on the pair closest to the door. It was humid that day. The only thing I can take away is really that I need to prepare some extra shoe soles, so that I can slide better when it's humid like that, which I did do today. I bought one sole and probably buy a few more in the
Check,
future.
check, check. Cool. Check it off.
Yeah. But yeah. And so I gotta start prepping though. I have the New Mexico Open coming up, and that'll be interesting. There's a lot of pros that bowl that. I don't know if there's anything going on at the same time that made pull them away, but I don't think there is. So I'll be bowling that, and I'll be leaving Wednesday, and we'll be see. I bowl on Friday, and it's 8 games. If I make it, then I bowl on Sunday. If not, I just that's the week.
For sure. All right. Well, best of luck to you. I know you're going to give it hell. And again, like everything you can do each day leading up to that may seem like a small jump, but you better sleep. If you can get a little extra hour, if you can take, anything you can do, if you can just, give it hell. I believe in you, and do your thing, man.
Sounds good. Thank you, man.
All
Thank
righty, my man. So I
Thank
will
you,
talk to you
guys.
next time.
Like, comment,
Have a good night.
subscribe, and we'll see you guys next time.
See you guys.